This week on One Crazy Story, my friend Pat joins me to talk about a lesson they don't teach you in college about owning your own business.
The first order he put in 1,500. The second order he put in 3,000. And then in the third order he goes, Patrick, I need 5,000 more units. I'm like, holy shit. Oh my God.
Which is just from exhaustion and just confusion. We're like, all right. Sounds good, Jones.
No, this was 2011. This was late 2011. Say like end of summer. So I am a chips and salsa and guacamole manufacturer company. Me and my business partner started out of college. And I just dropped off one of the workers at a farm market that they were working that day. Basically, where you stand in a parking lot and try and sell as much stuff so I can eat as possible.
Yeah, this is summer. It's summertime too. So you had about 8 employees, right?
Yeah, it was about 7 or 8 of us total.
Yeah, and I was there too. Like, this is when I worked for Pat. We would basically travel around all Southeast Michigan and sell chips and salsa to people.
Yeah.
Aunt Nee's salsa.
Aunt Nee's.
This essentially is about the biggest order in the history of Aunt Nee's existence.
So I drop off this work at the farmer's market. I go home and I check my mail. And then there's this email from a guy named Jose. And I'm like, all right.
Jose?
Yes, I think his name was Jose. It's like J-O-S. Oh. He was very foreign. And I'm thinking, like,
who is this guy?
And I'm like, who is this guy?
And this is just completely out of the blue.
This is just a random email out of the blue, and it's on my personal email address, which is rare because I don't give that out.
Right.
And he goes, hello, my name is Jose. I am a food broker, and I wanted to purchase some of your product. Can you please contact me? I'm like, mm-hmm. All right. So I sent him an email. I'm like, hey, Jose, here's a pricing sheet. Attached, you know, how
exactly
how can I help you,
how'd it all go down.
He's heard of us, so somehow he got my personal email.
Yeah.
And so within about 20 seconds this guy called me.
And that's so fast.
It was so fast.
You hit send and then your phone's blowing
up. I hit send and I'm like, I get up from my desk to like take a leak or something, and then I my phone rings. I'm like, what? Who the hell's calling me? And this number is just out of the, it's like 00, it's like 30 digits long.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, so I pick it up, and he goes, hello, Patrick, this is Jose. I'm like,
Jose?
How the fuck did this guy get my number? I don't have my cell number in my signature.
Yeah, you didn't give it to him.
I didn't tell him to call me, and he didn't call the business line, he called my personal cell.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I'm thinking like,
sounds like a creep.
All right, Jose, how did you, first, how did you get my personal number?
Right.
I ask him. He goes, oh, I got it from another broker contact that I work with here. I'm like, all right. So
yeah, that's legit.
I'm just thinking, all right, this is just weird. I'm just going to go through with this. And so anyways, he goes, you know, I wanted to put in an order. And I'm like, I go, okay, Joe, so mm-hmm. what do you want? He said.
So this guy wants to place an order. And
he asked me, he goes, what, because our packs sell for, our little seasoning packs sell for $2. Okay. And then he goes, do you have any bigger portions?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, he said he was a food broker, so this makes sense. I'm like, yeah, we have what we call our number 10 bag, which you mix with like 7 pounds of tomatoes. Mm-hmm. We sell maybe 5 a year is what
right,
we sell.
For like a wedding or something.
Yeah, it's like if you're serving like a village is what you need, what you need these for. And he goes, I go, yeah, we have an, he goes, how much are those? I'm like, they're right now, they're $9 a pop.
Yeah.
He goes, okay. And he goes, give me 1,500. What? And I'm thinking, I go, Jose, let me write that down. And,
wait a second.
Well, first off, I think I said absolutely no problem.
Yes. Which, yeah, right. You don't turn down a sale that big.
No, it's just like, sure. When,
who needs 1,500 packets?
I did the math. Like 1,500, each one serves 25 people. That's tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
If I'm correct on that.
Yeah. Like, it was a lot of people, though. Like, nobody needs that much salsa, right?
I'm like, all right, Jose, I'll get you an invoice, man. We'll get this out to you. Let me send you an email. And he goes, okay, thank you, Patrick. Thank you very much. And I'm just like, all right, this is too bizarre. So I think the first thing I did is I called Nate. And I'm like, Nate, we need to I called Nate before I even validated this guy. So I told him, all right,
because this was huge, man. This is a big order.
This is big shit.
And he needs it soon. We need to get to work on this right away.
It was 1,500 units at $9 a pop. It was like, what, 10 or 12 grand? This would, And this would solve like all my money problems. Right.
This will, you know, this will save the car. I mean, it's good. It's good money, right? It's a big order, and you're in your whole. I mean, it's food, so you hope they're gonna need more, right? So this is like, this could be a regular thing.
Yeah. This could be. And he was so friendly. Maybe he'll buy more. So I sent him. I sent him the invoice, and then I went and I did some research. I'm like, all right. He checks out. He said, you know, we did some emails back and forth. He works for the Hilton down in. Down in Egypt.
Down in Egypt. And right over there.
We would be shipping this product to Cairo, Egypt. And I'm like,
all
right.
Which, first of all, we all know a staple in the Egyptian diet is Mexican salsa.
So I'm like, all right, I got to figure out how this guy heard from me, because this is just too bizarre.
Yeah,
so,
it's weird.
So I called up a couple of our food brokers, and they said, you know, one guy said, you know, I sent a package down there to a buddy of mine. He's in the area. So yeah, that would make sense.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. So then we go to the post where we manufacture. Yeah. We'd manufactured a VFW post back then. And the commander, Johnny's like, you know what? There's a military base down there, and I sent them product. I send it every 6 months to those.
So you're like, maybe we're feeding a bunch of...
Yeah, we're feeding a military base.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Which makes sense. It all makes sense.
We are two for two here as to why Jost would call me on my personal number.
And I'm, cell phone number, just a small startup in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah.
And some guy from Egypt is just like, I need a shit ton of your salsa, man.
1,500 units.
So it all makes sense.
So it all makes sense in my mind. So at this point, I have the full staff making 1,500 units of this stuff. I don't even remember how many hundreds of dollars. And I remember I emailed Joe. I'm like, Joe, this is going to be a big order. Can you pay in advance? He goes, absolutely, I will pay in advance. I'm thinking, great, Joe's a great customer.
Yeah, man, a good guy.
I asked him, I go, how do you want this shipped? And he goes, how do you want this shipped? And he goes, you can send it with this freight company. And he goes, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay you extra to contact my freight company. I'm thinking,
Okay.
All right, that's pretty – that's standard.
Yeah, it's the least I could do.
That's standard in the industry when a buyer picks their freight company, they pay you in advance, and then you cover the shipping. So that's normal. So I'm like, all right, that's day one.
Right. All this happened in one day.
This is all one day. And so this was a Friday. So we start making the order on the weekend, and then Sunday night, Jost calls me. He calls me again, son of a bitch, and he goes, Patrick, and he's always very urgent. It's like wherever he is, it's on fire, and he needs to like get a hold of me and get this order out, or he's gonna die. Like everyone there is just gonna burn and die. Patrick, he says, Patrick, hello, this is Jost. I'm like,
yes,
Jost. Man, what are
I
you,
know you're
what
the
you
only
on?
One that calls me.
Like, which kind of amphetamine did you have for breakfast? And because he'd call me at like. Absurd hours. He'd call me at like 1 in the morning.
Do you know what the time difference is there in Cairo?
I called him out on it once. I go, Jost, I'm sleeping. He called me like 2 in the morning one time. And he goes, Patrick, I am very sorry. I just really have to get this salsa out to my customer. I'm like,
it's
Jesus,
2 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
And this is what's happening.
So anyway, so he calls me again, and I'm like, all right, Jost, we're working on your order, man. I already contacted your freight company, which at this point somehow checked out. And they were in China.
Yeah.
Go figure. So he goes, Patrick. And he goes, how is the order coming? It's coming along, Jost. Everything's going okay.
Yep.
And he goes, okay, I need more. I'm like,
we're not even done making this first order yet.
Like none of the team has slept in 2 days. Because
we're just like, we're just on coffee.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like chain smoking, you know, and you're, and I'm trying to stay awake, and I would go back in and we'd start making everything. And then, you know, he called you like twice. I remember because you would leave because we couldn't get service inside the building. So you'd go outside, you go, guys, get some coffee. We need like 1,800 more of these unnecessarily large packets of salsa to send to Egypt.
So I go, he goes, I need more. And I'm thinking. Yeah. All right, Jost, how much more do you need? And I'm thinking, oh God, like we're never gonna get this done. Like I am basically just whipping the staff to have them work all nighters.
Yeah.
Just feeding them monsters in 5 hours. I bought cases of each from Sam's Club, and I would just feed them. It's like, here, take it. You know, at this point, we're all gonna freaking retire on Jost. So
yeah,
I mean, just,
Jost is just gonna he's gonna buy the company.
Jost is gonna freaking buy everything we have.
Yeah.
So we
you said 1,800, but I remember he doubled it.
Yeah.
He goes, what did I get last time? Like, you don't even know what you ordered last. Again, radar should pop up. But the guy already paid. I had 10 G's in the account. Like, I mean, why the heck would I, or 12, whatever.
Why
it was.
Would you why, question that? He paid for
it. You know, just, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, his credit card is fine.
And, it all checks out, man.
It all checks
legit.
Out in my skewed perspective.
Right. Well, I mean, come on. Like, I this would have happened to anybody. I think I would have done the exact same thing. I would have handled this exactly the way you handled it, to be honest with you.
So he goes, all right, I want to, whatever you gave me last time, double it. And I'm like, holy shit, I did the math. I'm like, we need more people. I need more staff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and he goes, and I will pay now. I'm
yes.
go, of course you'll pay now, Jose. Mm-hmm. At this point, I could have bought a fucking house with what the guy gave me on credit cards. And I'm just thinking, all right, sweet, this is great.
It all transfers.
I'm sending freaking pictures of the bank account statement to my business partners. They're like skipping for joy.
Yeah.
So Joe's, anyways, we finished Joe's order, or we didn't. We don't finish it. Sunday night, Monday starts.
Right.
I'm like, all right, we got to keep going. Calls me again on Tuesday, and this whole time thinking like this is something's a little weird, but the money's coming in, so what do I have
to
worry
all checks
about?
Out.
And he's friendly again. He got my contact info that's only on my business card, so he's got it from somebody that I know.
Plus, I mean, at this point, somebody paid you. Now you owe them the product. So now you're just trying to be professional. You're trying to not be the dick in this situation.
Exactly. So I think Jose again tried to call me at like 2 or 3 in the morning a couple times in between.
Luckily we were awake because we were working.
Yeah, luckily, yeah. I basically slept at the facility that week.
Yeah, I think we did. I remember this vividly.
So on Tuesday, I get another call from Jose. And I'm thinking, this maybe it was Wednesday. I can't remember. It was a while ago. And that's when you were there. You were there, Nate. And
and I was seeing stuff because it was like 3 a.m.
Yeah, so we're just fucking hallucinating, putting shit into bags, trying to get us for this goofy Egypt bastard.
I was never happier to make an hourly wage. I was like, this is good, man. Keep it coming, Joe's. I am cashing in as well.
So he calls again on Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon. I can't remember. Goes, hello, Patrick. How are you? I'm like, Joseph, I haven't slept in like five fucking days. I'm pissed. But I'm happy that you're paying. What do you want? What the hell do you want now? Because you won't stop calling. He goes, Patrick, I have good news. I'm like,
what's the
fuck?
What's your great news?
What's your great goddamn news, Joseph? He goes, I have talked to my accounts and I have sold more product. How much more did you sell, Jose? What did I ask for? And like, he doesn't remember what the fuck he asked for.
But now you're like, you haven't slept in days.
At this point,
it's
I'm
3 a.m.
I'm floating. Like, I'm in the facility, and I can't feel my legs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm whacked on caffeine and fucking Adderall, and it's just like I'm just trying to get this order done. He goes, so the first order he put in 1,500. The second order he put in 3,000, and then in the third order he goes, Patrick, I need 5,000 more units. So I'm like, holy shit. Oh, my God.
Which is unreal.
That's, I mean, at this point.
But I remember because I was sitting right next to you. and you just, you had, I'll never get it. You're just sitting there and you're like, and you kind of looked at your phone and you just dropped it. You just dropped your phone and it hits the table. And I'm like, what does that mean? And you're like, he wants 5,000 on top of what we're... And then at this point, I think just from exhaustion and just confusion, we're like, all right, sounds good, Jones.
I remember, like, I it was...
Like, he had sold this stuff. It's not even out of the country yet.
It's not even out of our building.
We're not even done. Yeah, we're not even done yet. We got 8 guys. He doesn't even know what's happening. I mean, we're just scooping. We're just like, this is such a manual, like, precise labor.
You know what I learned later is all that work we did, I could have made one phone call. This is I didn't know. It's a startup. One company could have done this in like 6 hours.
Yeah.
6 hours, Nate. And we spent God knows how many days. So anyways, and of course, Joseph wants 5,000 units and he paid me right on the spot.
Right.
And
he paid me right there.
Check on the account. There it is. I'm like, all right, Joseph's an ace in my book. Let's get this order out to him. So I forget what bell went off in my head, and I think I was sitting somewhere having a beer and it was somebody that I hadn't seen in a long time or I'd never met before. I can't remember which. And I was telling him because they asked because they knew I ran my company. And, well, how's everything? And I'm like, Well, we've began exporting to Egypt, and it's going pretty well.
We've gone global.
And you just see their eyes cock, and they're like, what? And actually, you know what? This was a table of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a handful of people, and I think it was like five people. And four of them like, wow, Pat, that's great. Like, that, man, you are killing it. Like, the American dream. This is just American dream.
Small startup.
Fucking Egypt.
Yeah, small startup company. You're making a ton of money.
I'm ready to call, like, a news anchor.
This was going
to
change everything, man. I mean, financially, it really was. You went from, you tripled, more than tripled your profits in like two weeks.
Yeah,
a week.
Yeah, this should have gone off there. And I remember it was a table of like five people.
Yeah.
And four people. Yeah, it's great. And then the fifth guy, he's just kind of looking at me. And then I notice as I'm going on about how all this played out, telling the phone calls and the triple, double, triple, quadruple orders.
Yeah.
The 2, 3 a.m. voicemails from Jokes. And he just looks at me and I'm noticing how absolutely fucking ridiculous this story is.
Yeah.
And that literally... this can't be right. And it was all this one dude. He didn't even say a word to me. He just looked at me like, this is the dumbest fucking kid in the world. That's what I felt he was saying in his mind when he looked at me. And so I went home that night. And I'm like, man, that really bothered me. That son of a bitch didn't believe my story. So yeah. I had written down a couple of the credit cards. And so I called up Visa. Yeah. And this was funny. So when you call... It was bizarre. I am basically being a good Samaritan, and I got Visa on the line, and I said, hey, listen, I have this credit card number. I think it's stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you check?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, why do you think it's stolen? I'm just like, I do not want to tell this whole story to Visa right now.
Right.
And then anyways, after about like a few minutes of explaining to the guy, he basically thought that I had stolen several credit cards. And then he goes, I need to put you through to my supervisor because I feel you are a fraudulent individual. I'm just like, whatever,
you're being
man.
A nice guy.
Well, I'm like, that's what I said in my mind. Yeah. I had already said, like, listen, I'm trying to be a nice guy here. And he goes, no, I need to put you through to top tier, like, securities management. I'm like, whatever, bro. Just put me through to someone that doesn't sound like they're whacked on fucking coffee.
Yeah, put me through to someone that doesn't sound like they've been making salsa for 3 days,
exactly.
72 hours straight.
You think you've seen some shit in this 5-minute phone call? Why don't you show up in Westland and I'll show you what the hell's been happening to Jost the whack ass Egyptian ordering fucking. 2 semis of goddamn salsa mix. And so he
sounds unreal.
So his supervisor gets on the line and this guy's like, it's like I'm taught, like if you imagine like if a cop ever comes to arrest you and like, you just think it's like this freaking like centaur looking goofy bastard. That was him. Like that's how this person's like, hello, this is whatever the hell is it.
Yeah.
And then he starts asking me all these questions and then he wouldn't really let me talk. And I was like, listen, dude, would you just shut up? And he goes, just pause. He goes, excuse me, I just need you to shut the hell up. And he goes, sir? And I go, listen, man, I'm pretty sure this giant list of credit cards that I have are stolen. I'm calling because your customers are getting fucked.
Yeah.
And I don't know what peon I talked to last time, but he thinks I'm a freaking terrorist or some shit. So you need to look up these numbers or I'm just going to hang up and you guys are going to be out $1,000.
Exactly.
You have no way to make these claims. Yeah. And then he goes, okay, what? He stuttered. Giant Sasquatch man stuttered. He's like, what are the numbers? So I had like five of them, four or five. And I ran him through. He goes, I read off. And he goes, I finished the first one. Yeah, that's stolen. One. That one's stolen too. Third one. That one was stolen about 6 months ago. Fourth one, fifth one. Yes, sir, these are all stolen credit cards. And I'm just thinking, oh, shit. Oh no!
Yeah.
I'm not even going to tell him at this point that I already have the money. I'm not telling.
Yeah,
him
exactly. No, don't say it. Just go okay.
And I'm just like okay, and he goes, and that was it. And they just hung up.
Right.
And then I'm thinking, holy shit! Well, how do I do this?
Yeah.
I go back to the post and I'm looking at just this giant room of product that we made that basically is going to sink me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've already invested all the money in this product to make for this guy. And so now we're sitting on like 1,800 packet, like large, like, I don't know. It was a ton.
It was 8 to 10,000 units is what we had.
Of salsa that now nobody is going to nobody, it hasn't sold yet.
We've sold half a dozen of those units a year for 2 years.
Yeah.
So at this rate, we got 8,000.
Yeah.
And we got six, so that should take us about, what, 1,500 years to sell? Okay. I'll just pass this along the lineage of my family. So
things are good.
I think the first person I called was my attorney,
right?
My best friend, and he goes, "You know, man, I didn't want to burst your bubble, but I was very confident that this was fraud." I'm like, well, thanks for saying something, you dipshit, because now I have thousands of dollars that I don't even have anymore because I invested it in shit that no one's gonna buy.
Yeah.
You know, my great grandkids are going to have to hawk on the goddamn street to make peanut butter sandwiches because they're going to be poor forever. And so he's like, "All right, dude, this isn't fine." So it gets to the point. I call everyone. It's like, "All right, guys, don't worry about it." And I remember,
Nate, you got the night off.
Oh, yeah. I still have to pay the entire staff did the work, you know? I forget what day this is. Probably it's been a week at this point. And so I get a call from Jose Friday morning.
Yeah, you haven't heard from him in how many days?
I haven't heard from him in like 2 or 3 days, and he had emailed me a couple times. I'm just ignoring him because I know the jig's up, and I don't know what the hell to say at this point.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to just cuss him out. The other part of me is like, well, maybe we just fuck with them a little bit more and tell them, like, I lost all the credit cards, all the money's gone, and, you know, not to steal more money. You know, obviously, I just do it to fuck with him and just see how long I can string the guy along for.
Yeah.
And
you call him at 2 a.m. Egyptian time. Jos, I have terrible news. All the credit cards you're trying to purchase this product with are stolen.
I wonder what he would say to that. So a big part of this shit was I had to use Western Union this is how these scams work. What he was doing is he would pay me $5,000.
Mm-hmm. With stolen credit cards.
Somebody else's $5,000. Yeah. I would receive my bank account immediately.
Yeah.
And then I would, of that $5,000, $1,000 was to, this is like elementary math. It wasn't like these exact numbers. $1,000 of that was for freight. So I would have to send $1,000 to their freight company through Western Union.
God, that sounds
fucking retarded. In the United Kingdom. So... Yeah. And with Western Union, if you ever send anything Western Union, there's always a secret passcode when you spend money.
Right.
And a secret question. And the secret question on this, again, radar doesn't pop up in my head because I'm seeing tens of thousands of dollars in my
account.
What is the secret question, Nate? What color is the sky? That's the secret question. What's the answer, Nate?
Blue.
Congratulations. You just won $1,000. Hope you live in the United Kingdom. Yeah. It's on its way.
But you have to receive it through Western Union.
Yes, of course. That's the only way they take this because that's just how fraudulent bastards operate. They're fucked up businesses.
Yes, yes.
And so I would go to Western Union and I got to know these people quite well because I was sending mass sums of money in a 6-day period to what looks like a second grader fucking trying to make lots of money. And
which probably puts you on a list somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I was definitely on a list because the Kroger that I was going to was not letting me send any more money.
The Kroger.
The general manager came out and he goes,
"Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know if this is legit.
We can't send any more of your money, sir."
When Kroger noticed, that's when I noticed.
When you got a guy that barely made it past junior high, and he's telling you that you're making a mistake, it kind of puts some shit in perspective.
Yeah.
Fuck that, I'm on cloud nine. I'm putting premium in my gas tank when I'm driving
down
to Kroger.
I'll go to the Kroger down the road.
That's exactly what I did. I went to the next Kroger, and the old Indian lady, she's just like, "I will send this money right now." And I'm like, thank God, this guy is blue, in case you need to know that. And so she sends that money, and then prior to the receipt of the third order for 5,000 units, Western Union put a hold on the money. So I called up Western Union and their foreign customer service, was like talking to like fucking Aladdin for 20 minutes,
trying to figure out the situation.
Yeah, and they're like, "Sir, I'm sorry, this is a fraudulent transaction." I'm like, "Bullshit, he paid. What's so fraudulent about it? Let him buy whatever he wants." So I went over to Western Union. This lady, she's like, I cannot send this money. I cannot. So I was like, you're going to send this money, lady, because I need to sell this damn product that's just piling up my effing crotch at this point. And so it gets to the point. Jost calls me, and he goes, hello, Patrick. I have not heard from you. I am a little worried because I've given you a sizable sum of money, and you have not yet to send product. I'm like, you are correct, Jost. I have not sent any product. And I go, I'm probably not going to send any more, you know. But I do appreciate your time. And he just kind of pauses. And he goes, well, are you going to send the product, Mr. Patrick, or whatever the fuck thing I would call him? I go, Jost, I found out these were all stolen credit cards, and I am not sending you jack shit because, quite frankly, I'm pretty pissed at your Egyptian ass for totally fucking me over on this deal. Do you even have any idea how long it's going to take me to sell this shit that nobody ever buys in the first place?
And on top of that, the headache you have to deal with now with all the money, all the illegal money you have.
At that point, that hadn't set in. Yeah. I just thought, like, well, I'll just give it back. Yeah. Well, apparently, I can't do that because it's gone. It's all gone.
Yeah.
So Jose just like, it click, he just hung up.
Yeah, yeah. And Jose's like, oh man, jig is up.
So everything kind of passes for a few weeks, and I'm just sitting with all this money in my account. I'm just like, oh wow, this money. And what the hell am I going to do with this money? And like, don't spend it because it's not yours. Yeah. And so all of a sudden PayPal started blowing me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mr. Schwager, you owe us this and this. Like, this is a fraudulent transaction. You know, I got to let this play out. Let me talk to your supervisor. The supervisor's like, we need this money immediately. We will come to your home. I'm like, PayPal just told me they're going to come to my home for this money. Yeah. I'm like, all right, here's my address. Come see me. It's a red house on the corner. I'll be there. You know? This went on for probably 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I was like, I'm just getting real sick of this shit. They kept calling me. So I get a supervisor on the phone. And I said, listen, I got about 75% of this cash left. I'll give it back to you, but you got to stop calling.
Right.
And before you do that, at this point, I was working in an office. Our offices were in a lawyer, like, corporate building. Right. So I was getting all this free advice from attorneys. And I said, listen, my attorneys advised me, like, I need you to sign a contract. You need to sign a contract that once I pay you this money, you're going to leave me the hell alone, and you're not going to pursue any further litigation with me. And he goes, okay. All right, that sounds like a good deal, Mr. Schwager. Thank you for accommodating our needs. I'm like, yeah, whatever the fuck, man. Just whatever. He's like, all right, I'm going to send you this contract to sign it, fax back over. He goes, oh, Mr. Schwager, what I'm going to need you to do first is actually send a cashier's check with everything that you owe us via Western Union.
Cashier's check? Western Union? I can't use...
Yeah, just like, well, first off, Western Union fucking hates me.
Yeah.
Like, the
yeah, they already... I'm already, like, blacklisted
I'm on their hot list. Yeah. They've been sending me letters, too. They've been calling me trying to get, like, some type of research out of me. Like, I'm a lab monkey. And it was... And I go, wait a minute. You want me to send you, like...
It's
all
a shady deal.
Money,
that's a shady deal.
There's a cashier's check.
With no proof.
With nothing to back it up. He goes, yes, sir.
Like, that's shady as hell.
Fuck you. I'm not sending you anything. Like, will you call me back when you actually want to understand what happened here? Because you're not getting shit in a can. I might as well just give it to the ice cream man. He's not going to get some ice cream out of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was it. My attorneys are just like, just tell these guys to fuck off. Don't do anything with them.
Yeah.
Like, all right. So they called me for months. They called my business partner for months.
So everything went back to normal, essentially, right? Everything
just returned
after
normal.
After you finally handled this whole situation, you know, everything's good now, and you're like, all right, now we have a surplus of salsa.
I still have it. It's been 4 years. I have so much.
At least it doesn't expire.
It's literally stacked to the ceiling in my basement. I have no idea what to do with it.
If anybody out there,
if you're from Egypt, you can go fuck yourself. We only ship to North America, period. Or somebody in Mexico that I'm related to. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
If you want it, you can fucking have it. It's free. Just come pick it up. I don't want it.
Catering.
My whole house smells.
That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please visit auntnees.com. That's auntnees.com. Or you can visit them on Twitter at twitter.com/auntnees or facebook.com/auntnees. Or you can follow me on Twitter at onecrazystory or catch up on all the past shows at onecrazystory.podbean.com. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.